Several borough committees are tasked with combing through a minor offenses ordinance that has alarmed some Haines residents. That was the consensus at the Haynesboro Assembly meeting Tuesday evening, where the first public hearing of the ordinance was conducted. The minor offenses ordinance compiles all of the low-level violations that already exist in borough code and assigns a fine to each of them. It would bring the borough into compliance with Alaska's Supreme Court rules on minor offense procedures. But the 14-page violation list has brought to light restrictions that some residents and elected officials see as excessive. At Tuesday's hearing, a few residents spoke against it. Here's Kyle Ponsford and Shane Horton.
I'm standing here with my hat in my hand going, this needs to be deeply reviewed earnestly.
I cannot overstate how bad an idea it is to codify poorly written, unused, and unneeded laws. We need to clean up our existing code completely before doing anything else. Our code, our laws are a mess.
Borough lawyers who have drawn up the ordinance say it creates a streamlined enforcement process for violations that are currently scattered throughout code. For most minor offenses in the ordinance, people would get a citation and either pay a fine or contest it in municipal court. But the main concern people have expressed is that some of the offenses just seem unnecessary. Here's Assemblyman Ron Jackson.
You know, there's one in there that says that a $30 fine for us walking against a walk signal. Well, it doesn't particularly pertain to Haines. We have no signs, you know, no streetlights.
Borough Manager Dave Sosa says one goal of the ordinance has already been accomplished.
To make people aware of what the law says and of what the fines are so people have an understanding of it. That's one of the key objectives of this, so that we have that. One of the things we've seen in terms of the comments from many people is that there are concerns with ordinances that are on the books.
Because of those concerns, at least four committees have been tasked with going through different parts of the ordinance. The Public Safety Commission has already gone through more than 100 public safety-related violations. They plan to forward a recommendation to the Assembly at a special meeting this Friday at noon. The Government Affairs and Services Committee, which initially planned to go through the whole ordinance, will now go through some of it, starting next Monday at 6 p.m. The Port and Harbor Advisory Committee will likely consider harbor-related violations at a meeting Thursday at 10:30 a.m., and the Tourism Advisory Board expects to go through tourism-related offenses, but there is no meeting scheduled yet. All of the committee's recommendations will go before the Borough Assembly for approval. Another concern about the ordinance is who gets to cite people for the minor offenses. The way it's written now, the ordinance gives that power to the borough manager, along with borough employees he designates. At Tuesday's meeting, Sosa said he agreed with members of the public that there should be a discussion about who is authorized and what training they are required to take. He says that could be dictated in borough policy or code. Even though much of the ordinance is up in the air, its second public hearing is still scheduled for the Borough Assembly's September 8th meeting. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.